Kumlana Bar Gemara, Rabbi Dav Kufi Menalov Amar Aleph. We are middle learning the Gemara about the effect that Shadim can have, and I want us to be careful in which areas, especially the Shadim, hang around with where they feel threatened. So we've got five lines into the wide lines. Hashaisa Mayim Sheulin. If you drink borrowed water and there's not much water, the Shadim will drink it, so they'll harm you. The Amrin is talking about the Shalina Katan. It has to be a Katan, somebody's much more vulnerable, a young kid, who borrow the water. Have a good lesson, but if it's an adult, don't worry about it. Even if a young kid borrowed it, only out in the field. There's a rare amount of water, and the shadim also need to drink, so therefore they can harm you. But in the city where there's plenty of water, less lambar, then don't be concerned. Even out in the field, only water. Why and beer, don't worry about it, because they don't drink alcoholic drinks. Then we learned v'ha'oyver al mayim shfuchin. If you cross over spilled out water, you're endangering yourself. La'amun is not said elo but deloy avsikinu ba'afra. You didn't cover it over with sand. Nor did you put some spit in there. Avsikinu maya. If avsikinu afra, you covered it with dust. With sand, a tough bahuraiko, you mix in some spittle, less than bother, and doesn't matter because the shadim are not interested. The Amran Overlay Shimsha is talking about that the sun did not pass over it, Overlay Shisanigi didn't walk on it 60 steps. I don't know the explanation of any of these things here. This is just, I guess, how we accept how it is. Over the Laya Shimsha, but the sun went over it. Over the Laya Shisanigan, and you walked over it 60 steps, less the bow no longer has that effect. You weren't riding a donkey when you walked over across the water, you're wearing shoes. If you're riding a donkey, you're wearing shoes, then less the bow doesn't have that effect. The Hani Mili in all of this is, all of this is a general case. We have no particular reason to suspect that there's some kind of witchcraft there. So apart from the shading, there's also the problem of witchcraft. There's no need to worry about that. Abul Hecha, the equal Mechashav, where there is a case that there might be someone trying to cause, you know, do some sorcery against you, then Avagav, the equal honey, even if you're wearing shoes and sitting on a donkey and the sun and all that, Chayshin is still worried. Because there's a person, the Rochiv Cham, was riding a donkey, Visayim Misani, and he's actually wearing shoes as well. The Gomer Misani, his shoe shriveled up, Vitzavu Kare, and his knee got also all shriveled up. So he got all hurt, harmed. Why? Because of Kishif. Tanabam, we learned. Shleisha, there are three people that ain't Matzin. They should not walk between you, Veloim Mis Matzin, nor should you walk between them. The Elohim, these are they. Hakel of a dog. You shouldn't have a dog walk between two people. And as Ray brought down, the sort of has to be two people walking at the same pace. Actually, many hold it to my, they're standing still, now they're walking. Others say even when they're walking. Bahadekel, and a palm tree that's in between two people, Va'isha, and a woman. If a woman is walking between two people. Again, many say it's only talking about if they're standing in one place, and others say even they're walking together, and you shouldn't have a woman walking between two people. V'yesh aimim, and there are those who say, afa chazir, oso chazir. And within a woman walking between two people, some people say only when she's an idah, or even others say even when she's not an idah. Some say also a chazir, v'yesh aimim, afa nochash, also a snake. If that happened, they walk between you, Maita Kante. How do you remedy the situation? Omar Papa, Niftach Bekel, Venesayim Bekel, or Venafsik Bekel. You begin with a pasuk that starts with the word Kel, and you end with Kel. So all the Rishonim here argue what exactly the pasuk is, but Rashi Rishbam will say the pasuk is Kel Matzim Mitzrayim by Lavan, and it'll by Bilam, Kel Matzim Mitzrayim, and then Kelotan Yachav Yaakov, and Tulmapa Kel. Others say it's actually Hashem Kel Rachel Mechanun, and Tesha brings another pasuk that you're supposed to say, or Inami, or Niftach Beloi, open up with a pasuk that begins with the word Loi. Again, the Rashi and Rishbam learned from Bilam, Loish Kel Yechazav, and end with a pasuk below that ends that also starts with the Loi and below Yekimena. Hani Beitrei, these two people, the Matzalisha Nida, for Isha Nida, walk by between them. Im Tchilas Nidasi, just the onset of a Nida, Hereges Echmet, one of them will die. In Seif Nidasi, if it's the end of the Nida, he Mriba Oise Benei, she causes them to have an argument. And Maita Kanter, how do you fix that? No, when we're going through, it's even worse. Niftach bekev and nafshi bekev, the same thing as you did before. Tosfos, however, says in the bottom of the page, or the last Tosfos on the page, that yesh mefarish im oisel and kishuf. That we're not talking about stam, a woman neither walking between them. We're talking about a woman neither who happens to be a witch, a sorcerer. Only then do we say that your life is in danger and kill one person. It says in the Mefarshim, that's why Esther invited Achashverosh and Haman to the party, because they were two people, and she was able to do some kind of a, like a kishuv there, so that they should get into a medieval fight, which is exactly what happened. Yep. So the Gemara, Hani Treinoshi, there were these two women, the Yosu and Peprash Rochim, they were sitting there in a crossroad. Cholda Bahai Gisa, the woman sitting on one side of the crossroad, the Cholda Bahai Gisa, one sitting on the other side of the crossroad. Umechavnon. And they were a pilot, they were facing each other, and they were not sneezing. Vadai bekshofe maskinen. They were actually doing something, trying to affect anybody walking between them. Maite kante, what you do, but you have to go there. Ike dechrina, if there's another route, lazy boy, just go away. Bileke dechrina, there's other way of going. Ike dechrina, mahadi, another person with you, ninkili yudai, grab a hold of him, mahadi, don't even ikle, walk together, because two they cannot affect. Bileke dechrina, if there's nobody else, name hachi. This is what you should say. Igras. Igras is the name, who's Igras Basmacha, the name of one of the Shadim. Azlet Asye Belusye, some kind of a chant. Miskatla Becheik, and this is the part of the chant. And then you say, Miskatla Becheik Kabel, that they were killed by these arrows. Haiman de Poge Beitza. If somebody meets a woman, Beitza the Sulkim to the Mizum, when she's walking out of the mikveh, she's walking out of the mikveh. If he has first relation with his wife that night, and then he might think about that. He will have thoughts of znus. If she has relations that night first, she'll have it. And you're not supposed to have tashmi to think about somebody else, and it affects the children. What is the solution? This is what you say. Shayvich buz on the divim, that you should heap shame on those charitable people. And then you should cause them to wander about all lost. Tosfos already asked
a question.
Yeah.
Sorry, just on what we just had a minute ago, if there's two women sitting across from each other, you shouldn't go between them. So he says, Maita Kante, how do you deal with it? You grab another person. So we just had a whole sugi about zugas, and you're telling me the answer to the kishuv here is to make a zug, you go with another person?
Remember
just
we said
that if you go with a zug, it's makes you susceptible to kishuv.
Good question. But remember the Gemara said before that zugim is only when it comes to fruits. Remember, everything in Zugim we did because of this davar achar. And this davar achar, we don't know what it is, so we're machmer Zugim. But it's only things, gomer b'dei shemayim, and things that grow, fruits, not people, not other things. Not plates or anything like that. So it's not an issue. Tosfos in Daf Kuf Yud, don't know why it's in Daf Kuf Yud, asks that Rabbi Yechanan, remember he had more brachas, Rabbi Yechanan, he doesn't ask for Rav Gidl, but he asked for Rav Yechanan to sit outside the mikveh.
Come when the women came from mikveh.
Exactly. When they walked out of the mikveh, they should see him, and they should daven that they should have children just like, you know, just like him. And here the Gemara says that it's a very bad thing to be sitting out of the mikveh. So the Rishonim have all kinds of answers. And so one answer is that it's only talking about if he sees a woman going out of the mikveh when she's not dressed yet. That's when these things happen. But Rabbi Yechon sat outside when it is dressed. Tosfos doesn't answer, but if you remember, we learned then, Rabbeinu Chananel brings down from the other Gemara that he had very thick eyebrows. He used to have a fork to lift his eyebrows, so he couldn't see anybody. And therefore, it's not an issue whatsoever. Or Rabbi Yechon was a big tzaddik. It didn't affect him at all. Or Rabbi Yechon even say this pasuk, Shevach Buzal Divim, every single time. But there's another question with Rav Gidl. We should do the same thing, but he would sit there to tell them the din and make sure there's no hair sticking out and all that. So he was doing the thing itself. So then you're allowed to as well. Second one further. When in the valley of darkness, nothing happened to me. So what's his gate some of us? What's this valley of darkness that he should have been, you know, I should have been harmed, but you protected me? So he says, Yoshin Betel, somebody's is resting. Under us, a lone palm tree, and the shade of that palm tree, that's where the shade him hang around. Over the sail of under, the shade of the moon, if you're going at night, and the moon is shining, and you're going next to the wall, and where is the shade of the moon? So the shade him then don't go where the light is, they go where the dark is. So you're asking for trouble. Says the Gemara, "We tell that Kichidi Lamer. When do we say the shade of an individual palm tree is a problem? The Nafatul Chavrilai. There's no other palm tree neighboring, so there's no other shade crossing over. Aval Nafatul Chavrilai. There's two trees, and the shade overlaps. Then less Lebo, because they can over. They see you there. They'll go to the other tree. Not a problem. The Hoda Tani has a question. We learned Hayoshem, but tell that Kichidi Bachotzit. If you're lying in the shade of a lone palm tree out in your courtyard." Then by or you're lying in the shade of the moon, domi b'roish, the blood is on your own head. Hey, what are we talking about? Why here it singles out your courtyard? It's on its own without the shade of the other trees, no other tree around. Then why your courtyard? Anyway, we just said it's forbidden. A field is anami, even a field also is dangerous. Elosh mamon bechotzer in your courtyard. I forgot enough to the chavrilei in your courtyard, even though there might be the shade of another tree there in your courtyard. Wherever you go in the shade is dangerous. Shema Amino is a good proof. When we say the shade of the moon, that if you're going in, the, you know, the moon is shining and you're going near the wall, only in the west, in the end of the month, when the moon is shining in the east. If you're lying then on the west, you're lying in the shade. So therefore, that's where the shade hang around. But if in the beginning of the month, when the moon shines towards the west, and therefore the shade is on the east side, and you're lying on the east side, less than the shade will hang around the east side. Hi man, this person, the mefane agir, the dikla of a person, then if a person then goes ahead and he produces excrement on a cut off palm tree, a chodol a day, he's asking for trouble. He'll have on him the ruach paloga. He'll become sort of paralyzed. Hi man, the matzareisha agir, the dikla, he places his head on top of the cut off palm tree. That's the part that's still attached to the ground. He will have a spirit of tzeda, which causes you a half a headache. I'm not sure exactly what a half a headache is, but it's a half a headache. Or it's like one side of the head hurts and the other side doesn't. So that's like a half a headache. If you cross over a palm tree, if the palm tree was cut down, then cuttle, you'll be killed. Could the shame hang around? But if, let's say, we just pulled out the maker mice, you too. The same thing will happen to you. The same thing will happen to you. There'll be that you'll be also pulled out from your roots and you will die. Says the Gemara, "Hani midle mona karolei." Didn't step over. You didn't place a foot on top of it itself.